dictation for Joseph Hammock, H-A-M-M-O-C-K, July 7, 1944. Mr. Hammock, 78-year-old gentleman, new dialysis patient in Alma. He is a patient of Dr. Osama, O-S-A-M-A, nephrology in Saginaw. He also goes through the VA on the same location, has a history of advanced renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension. Early this year, admitted to VA Ann Arbor for congestive heart failure with 55 pounds of fluid removal. He was admitted to Midland with mental status changes, thought to be related to exposure to cefepime for a right foot ulcer. They noticed that he was in full-blown renal failure, started on dialysis, a right-sided catheter. He's presently at SCHNEPS, S-C-H-N-E-P-P-S, nursing home, before he lives alone at Hemlock, H-E-M-L-O-C-K. We are removing fluid. His appetite is fair, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. There has been no diarrhea, bleeding, makes some amount of urine, no burning cloudiness, no gross incontinence, edema is slowly improving, chronic back pain, no anti-inflammatory agents, presently no chest pain palpitation, has dyspnea at rest and or activity, sleep apnea but not using CPAP machine, presently no oxygen, no pruritus. Next paragraph, past medical history for diabetes, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, obesity, atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated, prior history of gout, secondary hyperparathyroidism, has been on vitamin D125. Sounds like peripheral neuropathy and prior right foot ulcer. Sleep apnea, not using CPAP machine, prior pneumonia. He has the congestive heart failure volume overload, but he denies interventions like coronary artery stents, bypass. He's not aware of valve abnormalities or pacemaker. No TIS stroke, no event thrombosis pulmonary embolism. He's not aware of peripheral vascular disease. He drinks alcohol on a regular basis, but no chronic liver abnormalities. Recent problems of bradycardia, thrombocytopenia, anemia, also glaucoma, osteomyelitis, right foot. Surgery for appendix, the recent dialysis catheter. Next paragraph, some environmental allergies, including honey, bee venom. Next paragraph, presently no smoking, remote history discontinued more than 40 years ago for a short period of time. Next paragraph, present medications includes allopurinol, Rocaltrol, doxazosin, insulin, short long-acting, eye drops, minocycline, Pravacol. Next paragraph. Review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam. Blood pressure runs high, 170s over 80s. Hard of hearing, hearing aids, no respiratory distress, alert or intestine free, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, normal speech, no palpable neck masses or thyroid or lymph nodes, distant breath sounds, no local eye rales, rate control less than 90, no pericardial rap, no significant murmurs, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness of masses, no palpable liver or spleen, there is edema 3 plus below the knees, superficial ulcerations, no focal deficit, but weakness. Next paragraph, chemistries. Anemia 8.9 with a ferritin 578, saturation 32%. We are adjusting EPO, presently 2,400 each treatment. Has received also intravenous iron. Some of these from active ulcerations. Dialysis catheter, 3 hours treatment, URR low 62 with a KTV 1.04. We are going to increase the time to 3 hours 30 minutes. Present weight around 114. Fluid removal around 2 liters under. Blood pressure runs high and low intradialysis. Continue fluid challenge. There is low albumin, probably from diabetic nephropathy proteinuria, but also recent active ulcers, reactive. I do not have results of sample of urine for protein. Potassium looks normal. Most recent potassium at 4 with a 3 potassium bath. Very high phosphorus, 9.6, 10, now 7.3. Normal calcium, normal PTH. He is on vitamin D125. He needs to start on binders. We are going to select Paslo 667, one each meal. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Patient likely has end-stage renal disease from diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, THF problems, needs an AV fistula. We will ask targeted vascular surgeon to do. Discuss options of home hemodialysis, which he is not ready as he lives alone and a small space for storage. We are increasing the time for port clearance. We are challenging fluid removal for hypertension. Yes. We are adding phosphorus binders. Continue restricted diet, sodium, potassium, phosphorus fluid. Start phosphorus binders. Continue vitamin D125. Continue management of anemia. There are plans for him to be discharged from SNAPS to HON. He will follow with Saginaw VA, continue educating the patient and the patient.